Good morning. Who's calling, Christian?
Hello, Christian. This is Simon Pegg, the actor.
Peggy, the actor. Peggy, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? I've had a terrible cold this week. I've been on my back completely.
Oh. Hey, get a load of this. About 20 minutes ago, we had a call from John Landis, and I interviewed him years ago when he was plugging Burke and Hare.
Lovely John.
Amazing voice.
Fantastic voice, brilliant director.
He was calling live from his beard.
He always does.
He does, that's right. He actually lives in it. It's incredible. So where are you in London, or you can't be calling us from La La Land?
No, I'm in Hertfordshire. I reside most of the time.
Of course, you are Hertfordshire. What was I thinking? Hey, listen, just before we get into what we need to talk about, have you seen Westworld?
I saw it the other night.
How amazing is it?
I actually texted, because J.J. Abrams is producing it, and obviously I work with J.J., so I texted him and told him if it wasn't very good, I would unfriend him from Grindr. And I was very, very happy to not have to do that. I thought it was absolutely amazing.
I thought it was incredible. I've not seen an opening episode that grips you like that for quite a while. I mean,
well,
he's
very good at that. If you remember the pilot for Lost. It was extraordinary.
Yeah.
I love The Fly. The Fly was such a brilliant little motif throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you say motif. I said to my wife, I was watching it with her, and I went, I reckon that fly's got a virus or something. It's making them ill. Actually, I don't think it'd just be that. I think it's a bit more going on.
It was a metaphor for not just the glitch in the ointment, you know, the fly in the ointment, the glitch, the idea of something being wrong, but the fact that it crawled across her eye at the beginning, that amazing shot.
But what about the dad when he cried?
Yeah.
What's
and when she
on?
Said she'd never hurt a living thing, and
yeah,
you know, I mean, that was massive, that moment. That says a lot about
I
what's
cannot
going
wait to see the next episode and find out. Have you got any theories about what's going to happen?
I think they're all robots.
What?
Don't quote me on it.
I didn't get that at all. I did not get that. And you know, this weekend it's Star Trek's 50th, isn't it?
It was September the 8th that it first aired, 1966.
Oh, look at you.
It was last month.
I'm so sorry, September the 8th. I'm so sorry. Hey, listen, who's asked you to give us a call, Peggy? It's always a joy to speak to you. And who's asked you to call us?
A great friend of mine, a guy called Nick Lower, who's a personal trainer from Hertfordshire, who got a baby on the way this month. And nominated a charity. I asked what charity he would support if he was ringing this thing, and I thought his charity, I couldn't think of a better one, so I decided to go with that.
And what is his charity?
It's Children with Cancer.
Oh, right, fantastic cause. Well, good on you for supporting that.
Yeah, and I've done a bit of work with Children with Cancer, and it's always just, I'm always just completely humbled by their sort of spirit and bravery. It sort of puts everything in perspective somewhat.
Yeah, we did some stuff over the years for the Teenage Cancer Trust as well, and met some of the kids that have cancer too. And yeah, you're quite right. It's a total leveler. You suddenly realise a day for us and what we do for a living, how lucky we are. And when you see personal trainer, is he there now? And you're sort of in between sets. Have you got squat thrust you need to get back to, burpees?
I should be, but because I've been so poorly this week, all I've done this week is watch TV. I've lain on my back. I've watched the end of Narcos season 2.
Oh, hang on, don't say anything. I'm down to the last two, so I'll see them off tonight.
I've been hammering through Luke Cage.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Two snowboarding movies, the new Travis Rice, The Fourth Phase, which is, I recommend to anybody, which is the follow-up, of course, to The Art of Flight. And that's it. That's all I've been doing.
But it sounds like a great week.
It has been good. If I hadn't have felt so, I was ill. Like, you know, when you're ill at school and you're delirious and you think weird things, and it's one of those.
Yeah. Have you had someone giving you some soup and some Lucozade to get you through? That's all my mum ever gave me, was that a litre of. I remember throwing it up once. It's fluorescent chunder.
Yeah, drink a pint of sugar.
Yes, that's right. That'll sort you out. All right, the way this works, then, Peggy, is all the celebrities that called us up, they leave a question for the next person. Yours comes from Olympian boxer Nicola Adams.
I love her.
She's amazing. And she wanted to know, when were you last angry? When did Peggy lose it?
I get angry a lot at the moment, and it's mainly at politics.
Oh, God,
I feel
it's hard not
terrible,
to.
Terrible slide to the right, and it's scary. You know, in America and here, there's all this kind of, you know, this rampant xenophobia. It just feels like Berlin in the 30s. And that's not even a joke.
No, I know. It's weird. It feels like in the year 2016 we're sort of going backwards. It doesn't feel progressive at all or enlightened.
It's horrific. I was reading an interesting article last night about there's a new biography. This is going to sound like it's going to go south, but it's not. There's a new biography of Hitler coming out. And when you read about his rise to power, you really could just substitute the word Hitler for Trump, and it's exactly the same. He was a joke. He was politically, had no credibility. He was laughed at, but he somehow managed to come to power, and it kind of is terrifying to see it almost happening again.
The way you said this, there's a new biography. I know this is the time of year when there are loads of biographies coming out. Who goes, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? There's a new Hitler one, actually.
They're all lined up. There's, like, all the sort of celebrities.
Yeah, there's the Paxman one, Bruce Springsteen, and chuck the Hitler one as well for your dad, too. He's going with that. What's the question from you, Peggy, for the next celebrity if we get anyone more?
Let's go with the Star Trek theme then, as it is the 50th anniversary. If you could beam yourself anywhere in the world, in the universe even, but let's say the world because we know what's here, where would you go?
Where would you go?
Where would I go?
Yeah.
Probably to the kitchen at the moment. I don't have the space.
More Lucozade. Chicken soup.
just to the soup cupboard. That's all I need.
Well, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling very well. And what are you doing next? Because not only are you starring in Star Trek, you wrote the script as well. So you're on a tear at the moment. What's coming up next year for you?
I just finished the Ready Player One, which is Steven Spielberg's new one.
It's a great book. I read the book about a year or two ago. So
it's going to be fab, I think.
Is it?
I've got some writing to do now. There's a couple of things coming up, and another Mission Impossible in the new year, and I'm going to try and fit in a little sort of independent movie before that. So if I can recover from this terrible ague from which I suffer at the moment, I'll be on that in a twinkling.
So in your diary for, like, next year, doesn't that look amazing? Have you really got, like, if you look in your diary entry for, I don't know, February or March, say, it says Mission Impossible filming?
Yes.
Do you ever think this is amazing? This is
every
nuts.
Day, absolutely. Of course I do. I think it would be dreary if I took it all in my stride and thought it was all very sort of, you know, run of the mill. It's not. It's a job, and sometimes it's hard work. But it's ever such a lot of fun to be able to do what you love. You know, I think that's a measure of anyone's sort of success. Really, is being happy in your job. It's not what you earn, or, you know, it's all about just being happy in what you do.
Well, listen, I'm proud of you, buddy, and well done. Thank you very much for giving us a call, and more continued success for you. Get well soon, Peggy. Get well soon.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Bye.